Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Tuesday the 21st of March. Chris Pajak here with all of the latest Liverpool related news today. We've got a couple of stories about Jude Bellingham, of course, because it's a day and Liverpool always have news around Jude Bellingham, it seems, at the moment. We'll be talking about James Milner and Darwin Nunez as well. Starting off, I suppose, a continuation from yesterday's Athletic piece by David Ornstein, where he elaborated on his story, discussing Liverpool probably not being in the fight for Jude Bellingham in the summer that sent me into a frenzy and most of Liverpool's fan base into a frenzy as well. He's actually been talking on their podcast and he's elaborated on that story now. One of the factors that he's saying why Liverpool won't be interested or won't be entering a bidding war, I should say, rather than won't be interested. So Liverpool won't be entering, according to David Ornstein, into a bidding war. One of those factors is that Chelsea have skewed the market for midfielders with their signing of Enzo Fernandez. Shock, horror. He stressed on the podcast, apparently, that Jurgen Klopp's side is not off. So we are still interested in Jude Bellingham, and I'll quote here, "It's looking increasingly unlikely that Liverpool will do the deal this summer as things stand." I'll always add that caveat because things can change, and decisions are yet to be made. It's mainly likely to come down to finances, the expected transfer fee. We don't know what that is going to be at this time. We've reported that Dortmund are looking for around €150 million. Liverpool don't know what competitions they're going to be playing in, Champions League, Europa League, how will that affect budgets, but what's changed? Well, he goes on to add, in January, Chelsea perhaps skewed the market for centre midfielders, which is oversubscribed. The supply does not meet the demand. There are more clubs needing that position than there is top level players available, and that drives prices up. Again, he continues, Enzo Fernandez being bought by Chelsea for €121 million with relatively little experience is only going to drive up the costs of players in those positions. Dortmund will be well aware they've got the cover to play it in that role. The big question is, can Liverpool pay that? They've got a lot of work to do in their squad. They're embarking on that. There is also competition from Manchester City being very keen. They have space in their team potentially because Ilkay Gundogan is out of contract in the summer. He then continues, Real Madrid, when they want to play, they normally get them. We know they admire Bellingham. Let's see if they go there. It's vital to stress, Ornstein says, Liverpool's pursuit is not off, but that is our understanding of the current situation. Speaking to multiple sources with knowledge of this situation from across the industry, Liverpool would be reluctant to get into a bidding war at that level of finance. We're not saying with certainty how this is going to conclude. We're trying our best to relay to you what we're hearing at the moment in time. End of quotes. So what Ornstein is saying is he's doubling down on Liverpool don't want to get into a bidding war. That leads us nicely into our next piece, which is by David Lynch, obviously friend of the show, Merseyside reporter for Football Insider at the moment, who has come out and said Liverpool remain in the hunt for Dortmund starlet Jude Bellingham's signature. Sources have told Football Insider.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So what he is now saying, David Lynch, I should say, is sources close to the club have told us that Bellingham remains an active target ahead of Klopp's planned summer rebuild and the deal is still being worked on. There has long been an acceptance at Anfield that Liverpool would unlikely come out on top of any bidding war with Real or City for Bellingham should one ensue. Yet their pursuit of the Englishman has always been predicated on convincing him that a move to Merseyside will be best fit for his future prospects. That process has been underway since Bellingham was at Birmingham City's academy, while the gaping vacancy in the Reds' midfield and his notable closeness to Hendo and Trent Alexander-Arnold are also thought to be selling points. Should Klopp's sale pitch land and the player inform Dortmund of his preference for a move to Merseyside, it would become more difficult. So what David Lynch is basically saying is kind of similar to what Paul said on the podcast yesterday, actually, is that they don't want to get into a bidding war, but they do want to get the deal done first. So what we're basically saying here, I suppose, reading between the lines of the two articles, is David Ornstein and David Lynch are both saying Liverpool don't want to get into a bidding war. But Liverpool's tactics, I'm reading between the lines here, are we want to convince him that Liverpool is the place to play your football and ply your trades. And therefore, if you go and turn around to Dortmund and you say to them, I only want to play for Liverpool Football Club, then there will be no bidding war. So Liverpool's pursuit of Jude Bellingham is still on. Maybe. If nobody else bids and they bid higher than us. I don't know how to feel about all of this because I want him so bad. I don't think I've ever wanted a footballer more than Jude Bellingham at Liverpool because the problems that we've had this season seems to be the answer for a lot of those problems. I think it is more than just one player, but I do think we need to splash the cash on a guy that is a generational talent, a guy that can completely change the heart of your team. You know, without a strong spine, I truly believe this, be that goalkeeper, a centre-back, a midfielder and a striker, you can't win the Premier League. And right now, the spine of our team is missing something in the middle. I think we've got a centre-back in Virgil van Dijk, a goalkeeper in Alisson Becker, and a forward player in Mo Salah that you can win a Premier League side with. But without that massive world-class central midfielder, I think that becomes a lot more difficult. I think, you know, having Jude Bellingham's legs in there, you know, having Jordan Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold constantly in their ear, England training camps when Trent's there, then that could be a good thing for us. So a little bit of hope today, a lot more hope than yesterday. Yesterday I was feeling down in the dumps. I was like, what are we doing? Why have we spent 2 years lifting our skirt up at Jude Bellingham only to not even actually, when it comes down to business, be in the room with the other teams? It seemed mental to me. So I'm glad that Lynch has come out and talked about this today because I needed it and I know a lot of Liverpool fans probably needed it. I don't know how I'm going to be able to deal with this over the next 3 months or so. You know, the transfer window opens at the 1st of July or whatever. It seems a long way away and I can't be dealing with these ups and downs every single day. I might just have to switch off to this a little bit now and not get frustrated and annoyed by every single story. But when you've, I think, to tell you one of the reasons why I got so annoyed yesterday on the podcast around it all, it's probably come down to the fact that we've spent 2 years or 18 months or a full year, whatever it is, knowing that Liverpool are going to be in for Jude Bellingham. So to get turn around and have a well-respected journalist who does have sources come and tell you that you're not going in for him, it seemed mental to me. And if Liverpool aren't in for him, it is mental. But Lynch has given me some hope, and that's good. So on to the next story then. Liverpool are now preparing a new contract extension for James Milner, according to Pete O'Rourke of Football Insider. Jürgen Klopp believes Milner's experience, leadership and dressing room presence are vital to Liverpool's positive atmosphere and therefore wants to extend this stay at Anfield for one more year. I'm not surprised by this. what I will say is the timing is madness. Like, it's just like international breaks, Liverpool fans are on edge. Then Ornstein's article comes out, and then the next day, no less, it breaks that Liverpool are trying to sign James Milner for another year. And you just think, oh my word, lads, what are you up to? Really, we're not going in for Jude Bellingham and we're going to sign James Milner? I love James Milner as much as the next. I respect him for everything that he's done at Liverpool Football Club. And I actually want him to end his career at Liverpool. I think he is synonymous with the Liverbird now. I think you can forget about the other teams that he's played for. He is a Liverpool player. When he retires, he'll be known as James Milner, former Liverpool player, in my eyes. Because I think he's been brilliant for us. I think he's epitomised Jürgen Klopp's time at Liverpool Football Club. And I want to see him extend. I don't want to see him extend. Or rumours of an extension the day after we're not going to sign Jude Bellingham. Because that smacks of, oh my days, we're not going to sign Jude Bellingham. But don't worry, we're going to give James Milner another year. And that will tie us over until we get the next big player. I don't think this is that... And I can't get annoyed at us wanting to sign James Milner for an extension, but there are going to be a lot of Liverpool fans out there who do get rather irritated by the fact that we're going to be offering James Milner an extension. If that's right, and I believe that it is, about his experience, his leadership and his dressing room presence, then tie that shit down. Tie it down, because Liverpool do need that. Liverpool do need a leader. They do need him promoting a positive attitude in there. And hopefully, you know, it turns this into a coaching role at some point down the line when he's ready. But you've got to say, with his, you know, versatility and stuff, he's a good player to have around. And he's not going to be able to play 90 minutes twice a week for 3 months or whatever. But there is a space, a big James Milner space in Liverpool squad. Definitely. Quick update on Darwin Núñez then. There's a mild injury worry over Darwin Núñez. He suffered a cut ankle against Real Madrid last week and was withdrawn from the Uruguay squad for their forthcoming friendlies against Japan and South Korea, according to Ian Doyle of the Liverpool Echo. Now, it's a cut. It must be a pretty bad cut, I suppose, if he's withdrawn from two friendlies. But they are friendlies, and maybe Liverpool don't want him travelling all around. And maybe this is one of those things where it's like, listen, there's a little something here. We know you're going to be fine, but obviously it must be a bad cut for him to have come off against Real Madrid. Hopefully he's fine. It is a cut. Cuts aren't that bad. I can get over a cut. Darwin Núñez can get over a cut. I'm sure of that. Anyway, that is Red Men Bite Size. Just to let you know, if you want to listen to the Red Men Originals podcast, that was out on YouTube for free on Monday. That's also available on all your podcast platforms. We had the Bias Football podcast where we talked in depth and detail about Antonio Conte. It was so funny. That was over on Red Men Plus as well. If you want to listen to those great shows as podcasts or watch them as videos, then you can head to redmenplus.com. Got a great offer, as always, for our bite-sized listeners. We love you. If you sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE. That's BITESIZE. On the payment screen, we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So that works out as £2.50 a month for the first 3 months. So head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE, and you will get probably 30 to 40 to 50 shows as a podcast or video form per month for just £2.50. That's 80 pence less than a shit coffee from a shit branded coffee house. Anyway, I've been Chris Pajak. You've been fantastic. That's been today's Liverpool news. I'll speak to you all soon.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.